Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 minutes feedback, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die 4 Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die 4 Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Die 4 Radio, the kid Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die 4 Radio.
Yo, what's rockin'?
Die 4 Radio.
I never drank brass monkey. All about my money, nickname Z3, that OG Kush Jockey. Eyes bloodshot red, I'm highly medicated. A nigga still hurt cause my pops didn't make it. 7 years old, but I was taught well. Grades right, disagree, but you can go to hell. Get it independently, never strive to fail. Pop gave me a tip, now I'm tracing that money trail. I gotta get it, cause you know that clock is ticking. Make sure that my son got a pocket piston. Me bugging, hustling, fuck it. I do things my way, you can't tell me nothing. Straight off the motherfucking streets of Compton. Easy does it, yeah, you know we still stomping. Kings of the streets, well known as it seems. To sum it up, you can call us street kings.
On trip, on bus, on my essay. From promoting the Compton, outside L.A. West Coast just can't be touched. Put your shit in the air if you don't give a fuck. Hustlin', dippin', slang it dope. One hit of the cushion, it'll make it jump. We run shit from block to block. West Coast niggas just can't be
when
stopped.
When they bomb them buses, Honey Bushman bullets, KCM bullets, I go lunch. Ray Mata, Italy go. Depan wall punch, shirt, they a puggle pon the gun, them go down. These three kings, them come in no play. Talkin' no doubt, them out with one shit. Experts shot them a get me 9 to 10 niggas. And with me pulling off life, I go say coming along, talk body, I go take shot. Inna the man zone, bullet rain from them stove top. It's a winning me chop shop, radiator non-stop. It's a killer, see, killed in on me wood spot. Where some up like clove on straight. Shot them good, them hot, and face them clean. Mama get black, get funeral season. See what happen when pussy fuck with them street kings.
Oh, crap, on blood, on my essay. From promoting the cops in outside L.A. West Coast just can't be touched. Put your shit in the air if you don't give a fuck. Hustlin', dippin', slang it dope. One hit of the cushion, it'll make it jump. We run shit from block to block. West Coast niggas just can't be
13 years strong, now I'm on, so you gon' respect me. I'm so sick, I got AIDS, scared to catch me. I'm oh so westy, snow cones, jet skis, extra easy, but oh so extreme. Juggernaut status, do it big like fuck average. Getting green chips, broccoli and cheese, plus cabbage. I am nothing less than good, bitch, I'm simply great. Just act the legendary Cocaine or MCA.
Extras, real walk, shit don't move till I say so. Give me 3 months, I'ma have Obama on the payroll. My pedos from Mexico, let it tear me off. Pesos, my youngest with the full bullshit. Call them torpedoes. Slim in a handsome, I break up the head in the flat blood. All money in the bank, watch how that shit stack up. Crippin' before pimpin', please Willie nigga back up. I'm a street king, you a neon thing, I'm a
Mac.
Whole
crip, on drugs, on my essay. From promoting the cops in outside L.A. West Coast just can't be touched. Put your shit in the air if you don't give a fuck. Hustlin', dippin', slang it dope. One hit of the cushion, it'll make it jump. We run shit from block to block. West Coast niggas just can't be stopped.
Street King.
Radio,
You already know what time it is. Welcome everybody that's already blowing up the phone lines, everybody that's online. This is a beautiful Thursday. We got Justified in the house. You know, I already had that bang, that Street Kings, Cocaine, Baby Loke, Extras, E3. You know, that's a banger right there. But we're going to have a wonderful time tonight. We also, later on tonight, got the Gucci Crew 2 coming through. They got a new single out. We're going to blaze, and they're definitely making a comeback in a big way, so I can't wait to chop it up with them. But to go straight into it, the man of the hour is already with us, Justified. What's happening with y'all?
Lansky?
How you feeling tonight?
Man, you know, I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
You know, that's just what it is. It's real.
Now, obviously, you dropped on Tuesday the single I'm Blessed, which, I mean, I don't know anybody that can't relate to that song, and we'll get into that. But you're also in a situation where the Blessed, like, you know, the merchandise and everything, where the I'm Blessed is pretty much became a movement. But it's crazy how a movement starts like that, and it just comes back again to the origin of just doing good music. You know what I'm saying? And that's how movements with this game were originally started. But as far as the reaction and everything since Tuesday, how has it been with the new single and the feedback to you?
Man, it's been real good, bro. Like, I know it's touching a lot of people, and, you know, I'm very interactive, you know, through the Facebook and more so Facebook than Twitter, but I'm stepping my Twitter presence up. But, you know, I'm not one of them, you know, bougie dudes that don't, you know, answer messages and, you know, don't communicate with my people. And, you know, a lot of people that, you know, I've never met, you know, have hit me on the inbox and, you know, shared how that video, you know, touched them in such a way, you know what I mean? And, really drawing a lot of support, man. And I just believe it's a song that's going to open, you know, doors to more artists stepping out and sharing their testimony. They don't have to call the song Blessed, but, you know, just coming from their heart, whether they're doing right or wrong, just bring that real versus, you know, the commercialism that's taking over the game. You know, I'm just trying to bring that personal feeling back to the game, that, you know, that presence like a Pac, how, you know, you tap into people's spirituality and tap into their soul, you know what I mean, versus their dance bone.
Now, you know, especially when time gets hard, and it gets hard for everybody, the feeling to put on yourself of feeling blessed is one of the hardest things you do. So you notice, you know, with you saying that, it has a reaction like that because, you know, people have to try to feel blessed. Because sometimes things just are unbelievable sometimes in life. You of all people know that. So, you know, feeling blessed and being secure with yourself and being blessed, I think is one of the hardest things to do in life.
And that's a good point, you know, that you bring up. Sometimes things are going on in our life that we don't feel blessed. Sometimes we even go far as to say we feel cursed. And, you know, those very same thoughts and questions have, you know, crossed my mind. But, you know, I've practiced a mindset of focusing on what's right versus what's wrong. And, you know, there's always a rainbow, you know, after a rainstorm. So, you know, I try to focus on the blessing of life, you know what I mean? And the number one being, and it says it in the hook of the song, when I wake up in the morning, I know that I'm blessed because I woke up. Somebody somewhere didn't. Somebody somewhere doesn't have a chance to fulfill their dreams or to get out of the slum or to rise to another level, you feel me? Because life is gone. So as long as there's breath in our body, then we have to consider ourselves blessed because there's still an opportunity. There's still hope. And as long as we have hope, you know what I mean, anything is possible.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let me go real quick because I know, obviously, my co-host, Matt Four, has tuned in. Matt Four, you rocking with us?
Yo, what up? What's up, Justify? How you do, brother?
What's up, blessed man? And you know you are blessed, brother, because I know and you know. You know what I mean? Like, you wake up, you woke up, you feel me? You went through something terrible, bro, but you still here to get better, and you are back on Die For Radio, and you blessed, homie, you feel me? And more people need to know that. You need to use that, homie, to let folks know, because that's going that'll help somebody, bro. I know your story, you feel me? And I'm sure you shared it, you know, on the show. Dire Landscape shared it. But you definitely, man, for it, blessed, you know. And I'm blessed to be talking to you on Die 4. I ain't spoke to you, you know what I'm saying, since, you know, your accident and everything. But you blessed, homie. God got you still here for a reason.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you're right. I am blessed. I'm truly, truly blessed. You know, it's a great thing, you know. I mean, God is great, you know. Point blank, you know, I just wanted to call in and give you your props because I love the song. I love what you're doing. I see you've grown, and it's good to see that, you know, it's good to see that, you know, hard working, because you're a hard worker. I see the hard work that you've been putting on through the internet and stuff, and that is true. You're truly blessed. I'm blessed. You know, like you said, we have a chance to wake up the next day. We woke up today feeling good. You know, God's great.
Most deaf, bro. I appreciate, you know, that coming from another blessed man that been through something. You know what I mean? Like, you blessed, homie, and I, you know, I pray for you. You know what I mean? I think about you, and you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to whatever it is. You know, we're connected. You know, Die Forward is home. This is home of Mafia, so we connected, bro. Let's you know, I gotta, when we do this, I'm blessed tour that we're planning right now. You know, definitely it's not gonna be just like Mafia. It's not about Justified and Cocaine. It's about the people. So when we do this, I'm blessed tour. I want to bring all the homies with a testimony. You know what I'm saying? To take that stage with me and share and move people and show them the power of God. That's what the blessed tour is gonna be about.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
And speaking of the devil, we got the, before we get to the track, we got the OG homie in the house to chime in. Cocaine, what's happening with you? How you feeling tonight?
Man, like you say, man, I'm feeling blessed, man. I've been hearing you, brothers. God bless y'all. And it's a privilege, you know what I'm saying, to be able to come out with a record with a brother that is worthy of it, and God made him worthy of it because the conduct of his action is showing that he's being used as an example for God. And at the end of the day, all you can say is I'm blessed. It's too much. You know, people complain about too much. And it's like, you know, music is powerful. So, you know, with this here particular record, it's definitely a balance to the whole particular game, you know. So I'm blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, I brought up to him, and obviously we're going to get into the track, but, you know, that's one of the hardest things to do when shit hits the fan, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's like, because it feels like the walls are closing in, and it's just like, man, you know, what do I do? You know, how do I stay blessed? So that's what I'm saying. It's impressive to have that because, it's a virtue that a lot of people have, you know, can't focus on to really do. And they try.
Yeah. And according to this, you know, I'm going to say this, according to this season, you know, Justified is no different from Job. It's just that, you know, it's hard to believe in society with reality television and all these things that have a sex slavery and chemtrails and people dying over here in Gaza and over here in Chicago. It's refreshing and rarity to be able to have a brother that come out this record that can really transcend, not just from the gospel perspective, but all the way to the secular. Kind of like how CC and BB Wine is did with I'm Lost Without You. And that's what it needs to do because traditionally, as far as the church is concerned, it breaks tradition. And according to Generation X, it needs to be something that God uses to say, hey, this is my strength. This is my son. This is how I'm using him. Look how strong he is. Not that he don't get along to himself and cry out and shed a tear. Nah, we human. But look how God using this brother Justified, and at the same time we stand humble because we can get some things from God all day, but then people get it from God and become carnal. Just as easy as they get it and they kick God off the driver's seat. But it's good working with brother Justified because he's always humble. He's always in that helping mode. He don't take what God give him and harness it for himself and become a cult type of movement. He's really a ball player for the kingdom, And I just, it's a privilege for all the fans out there. Y'all go get that record out there. It's at iTunes and other online services. It's a record that we can play, you know, because music is powerful, and we need something, a balance to our spirit, that if you can listen to these words that illuminate and justify, which is coming from God Almighty, it's going to help you through your day. And that's what I wanted to do as a company owner, Buddy Boy Entertainment, to be able to embrace the brother, you know, justify music. It's been my little brother for a long time, and it's crazy how we always have the intentions way back, and then look how God does it years later. So, you know, I'm on frontline soldier with this brother. It's all for the kingdom. I'm so happy to be a part of Justify Movement as he is a part of mine. And together, same thing with you, Dialaski, and all the fans that listen out here. This is the best part of us. You know what I'm saying? I like doing music to make you shake your ass. I like doing hood music. I like all that. But something, some good old-fashioned down-home blues type of family etiquette is a song like I'm Blessed. Because we need to feel blessed in a messed-up-ass world out here. And if Justify can do it, and he done went through all he went through, and the brother right there that went through his accident, and whatever our testimony is, at the end of the day, I'm blessed. Bottom line.
Yep, I agree. And you know what? Since we've been having this blessed conversation, I got to play the track. So we're going to come right back. Callers, I see you all. The blessing is apparent on the switchboard, and we're going to come right back to you, but we got to play this track because now we just done hyped it up to where if we don't drop it, people are going to start sending me Twitter messages and Facebook messages. So Justified in the house, Cocaine in the house, Mad 4 in the house, you know what, West Coast in the house, hip-hop in the house, we all blessed. Dot 4 Radio.
West Media.
Yeah. All right.
Feeling real blessed.
All right.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be laid on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that, and he kept that faith. Still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back and went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor reigns fair, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? When I know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor rain's fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor rain's fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor rain's fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor rain's fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
Die for radio, justified, he's blessed. You already know the track. And you know what I love about that track? First off, who did that beat, Justified?
That's my partner G, you know what I'm saying? He actually is the producer that produced, you know, my very first record back in 1999, the Caliway album. And really, over 90% of my catalog, you know, has been done with him. He's the he's the Dre to my Snoop, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That's my producer that I've been working with, you know, my entire run in the game. And he pulled that one out for me, man. And it definitely, you know what I mean? It definitely fit the occasion.
So that's why they're going to, I'm going to go into that question, actually. Did you go in there set to do a song like that, or did you hear the beat and you just said, hey, I'm blessed, this is what I'm going to do right here? I mean, was there a conscious effort to go do a song like that when you put it together?
In reality, that song was definitely compelled by God, because it was just this, I was at home, and it was just this itching feeling like, I got to get something out. I didn't know what it was, I didn't know what I was going to say, but I knew I needed to be in the booth. And, you know, I called my partner, was like, man, you got time? He's like, you going to write at the studio? I like, man, I just need to get in the lab. I don't know what I'm going to do. And, you know, I generally don't write in the studio. I usually get the producer to send the track. I write to it, and I only go to the studio to lay vocals. But this night was, you know, something different. It was just something eating away at me that I had to get in that booth. And he was going to just go through tracks for me. And it was the very first track that he played, and I immediately, as soon as he pulled it up, the pen just started moving, and I wrote the song, that entire song, in about 15 minutes, and then went directly into the booth and laid it. And it was like that night I just knew something was special about it. And, you know, I played it for a few friends, and, you know, the really level of confirmation came when, you know, Cocaine was in town, and we was riding out, you know, wiggling how Buddy Boy does, and, you know, we was playing it, and he was like, Jay, that's the one. You know what I'm saying? And I think I had played it on Mafia Radio a couple of times, the rough, unmixed version, you know, just to share that testimony on Mafia. And, you know, Kane kept saying, that's the one, that's the one. Jay, we gotta do a video to that. And, you know, we spoke it, we believed it, we did it, and it's done. And we're about to continue to do whatever God puts in front of us with this record, because it's really a record from him. It wasn't forced. It wasn't writer's block involved. And like I said, it was something different to where I'm pacing at the house. Like, I got to get in the booth. You know what I mean? And to step outside of my normal pattern of creating, to just go to the to be led to the studio, to be, you know what I mean? It's really a deep, you know, tie into that song right there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, I mean, people are blowing up the switchboard. So I'm going to go to some of these callers, you know what I'm saying, and definitely let it chop it up with you and share what they feel about the song. I already know the feedback's going to be incredible. But I'm going to hit this 909-352 real quick. 909-352-4Radio, Justified. He's blessed. What's happening with you?
What's happening, Jay? What's happening, Coke? What's happening, Lansky? Man, Jay, that's a hot song. Hot. Burning hot.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. This sounds like my affiliate partner, Sneak Uno.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know I'm going to support you, my brother. And
man,
that right there,
I appreciate it, you know.
Bro,
brother, put
like,
the number out and, you know, the real ones respond. Appreciate you, bro. You know you know, you my homeboy, you feel me? So you was there from the beginning, and you know what, you know, not just I went through, but what we went through in the game, and, you know, being around, you know, the influence of the industry. So, you know, having you call in, I respect my day one Sneak Uno from the Deep in the Game affiliates.
Oh, yeah. You know how it go, man. I'm, you know, most loyal to you, bro, but at the same time, that's a hot song, bro. That's a song that the industry needs right now. That's something that you can rock to on a bus, man. You see everybody, man, especially, like, being in San Bernardino County, coming from Compton, homie, from the gutter, man, and how crazy. Like, I went back to the hood and lost 5 homies. They gone, you know. I just had an accident, ran into a tree, Jay. You know, total my car, everything. I don't have nothing, no money on me, no anything. But I got a little bus pass, and I get on this bus, go to school every day. And I don't worry about money, man, and things is just falling in place. You say you get your mind right, and the rest of your life will fall in place, you know? And, man, that song right there is very inspirational, dude. Very inspirational.
Man, I appreciate you taking time to call in and say that, big bro. We got work to do, man.
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time.
Appreciate you supporting me, big homie. You know what it is.
Definitely. Appreciate you calling in Die For Radio and supporting this whole movement, my friend.
Oh, for sure. Keep it banging, West Coast. Lansky, you got it cracking over there, man.
Appreciate
Shouts
you, man.
Shouts out to OG
it.
Cocaine, man.
That's what's up. So let's get, I mean, again, these phone lines, I got a 520-269, Die For Radio with Justify. What's happening with you?
Hi, this is MC Taylor from Step Into My Cypher. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Just wanted to call in to support Justified and let him know that definitely the single is spinning here in Arizona as well, and have been supporting the Justified Music Coalition for a minute here, but wanted to also let you all know that we got the, you know, So Blessed tour coming up, and want to make sure that, you know, you all get your tickets when we get that going, coming up in September and October, and, you know, just want to support and do whatever I can to help Justify get this music, this message, you know, out. A lot of us are out here suffering and, you know, needed a testimonial from somebody to just say, we hear you, you know, we're having your back, that type of thing. So,
man, I appreciate you. And then, MC, that's what's up. Step Into My Cypher, definitely a part of the coalition. And really, like I tell everybody, I appreciate them for being vessels, because I understand, as well as Cocaine understand, that this is, you know, this is God's blueprint. God has a plan. And he's drawing, you know, the people that are like-minded, that want to submit to his will, are coming together. And that's what really Mafia is about, men of faith and action. And faith is believing, and people are having faith in this song to be great. And they're putting all their faith in one pot, and we're putting action behind it. And we just got to give God all the glory, because this is his design. We're just vessels that are yielding to his spirit.
That's what's up. Well, look, Arizona in the house. I mean, it's crazy that it just reminds me of kind of back in the day, I got to say, where music did move, you know, a whole culture. You don't see that a lot now. You see it because of downloads and, you know, buying Twitter followers and all. I mean, just all sorts of weird stuff. So you never really see it like you used to back in the day. I mean, there was no internet. The music used to just spread back in the day because the way people do. And that's kind of the feeling I have about this track, that it's just, regardless internet or anything like that, this message is gonna be sent.
God's will be done, homie, and it's as simple as that. You feel me? If it's God's will for this song to be heard, it's going to be heard. And you know what the coalition say, be seen, be heard. And it's because we're powered by God, and we're a movement surrounded by love. And wherever there's love, man, there's success. And that's what Buddy Boy, that's what JM is about, that's what Die For Productions is about. You know, everybody that's a part of this coalition that we got, man, we showing love to one another, supporting each other, so we can't help but be successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right, absolutely right. I got a 323-347, Die For Radio, live with Justified himself. What's happening with you?
All right, this is Prophet Reese calling in, man. Give a shout-out to the radio, Die For Radio. The homie Justified, man, the song is definitely blessed. But I heard your testimony behind that, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you're doing music, you know, unto the Father, you know what I'm saying, a song that's going out dedicated to the Lord. I mean, it's like, you know, it's no, like you said earlier, it's no, like, thinking of what to say. I mean, it's going to come over you, you know what I'm saying? And you felt something that night, like you said, you had an itchy feeling, you had to get to the booth, you had to hurry up, you had to get there. And when you got there, you did what you did, man, you know what I'm saying? And the song, it goes, man, and it's going to touch many people, you know what I'm saying? It's going to touch, you know, everybody, not just, you know, one type of people. It's touching everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just to wake up in the morning, you're blessed. Just to for the Lord to wake you up to see another day, you're blessed. Whether you have food or whatever, if you don't have food or money, like the other brother was saying, you don't worry about that, because God's going to provide that if you have the faith. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it, man, I am definitely blessed. And I don't have room for complaints, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at it like this, man. There's somebody that's willing to trade they problems for mine right now any day. And at the end of the day, you know, we are all blessed in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of us, you know, slipping and falling. God has blessed us in spite of, and we're saved by his grace and mercy. And hey, I'm looking forward to the tour, Justified. You know, we talk all the time. You know, I try to reach out to you here and there, man. You know, check on you and stuff, man. Hey, the song go, brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been doing this gospel thing in and out for many years, you know. And like I said, anytime you're doing something to the Lord, man, and you know, it's like, man, ain't no questions about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's dedicated to him. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, it goes. And, hey, bring
appreciate
some
that, big bro. You know what I mean? It mean a lot.
More with
you know
that.
You take your time out your evening.
I'm with you, brother.
I say it in one of my songs, we rounding up the troops. And that's all we're doing. And the troops are those that realize they are blessed. You know what I'm saying? We're going here at the earth. That's what God promised us. Feel me? So, got to come together to do it. So I appreciate you always joining your faith with ours on Mafia Radio right here on Die For Radio. We love you, man.
I love you back, man. What's up with you, Coco?
Go to Coco.
Okay,
real
God
quick.
Bless you, buddy.
All right, man. All right, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, man, appreciate you rocking in and sharing your point of view and appreciate the support, man. The support has been crazy. I'm gonna hit a few more callers here because they're just blowing me up. 760-669 Die For Radio with Justify. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Justify? This your boy TP, man. What's going down?
Oh man, just trying to maintain the blessing. What's good with you, TP?
Ain't nothing, man, just showing support, man, and checking out the track, man. The track was dope, you know what I'm saying? Like the last caller said, man, the track goes hard on me. You need to be heard, you know, need to be heard. The track was dope, and what you were saying was something that everybody can relate to, you know.
Yep.
Everybody can relate to the message you were saying because, you know, we all got a testimony.
Yeah, man, I think it's like one of those things. I feel that it's a call for testimony in the world right now because testimony is what, you know, saves. Being able to hear something that you're going through from somebody that went through it, you know what I mean? Like, and how they got through it is just encouraging, you know what I mean? So shout out to you for, you know, calling in and supporting the movement and, you know what I'm saying? I got you, and more importantly, God got you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I know that. We got a close relationship, man, and, you know, I need to go ahead and pick up that CD. Where can I get the CD? You said iTunes?
iTunes, Amazon, wherever downloads are available, just type in Justified, Blessed, and it should take you right to it. If not, the link is on my wall. You know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/Justified Music or on my Twitter, at The Real Justified. You can definitely find the link to take you right to where you need to be.
The beautiful digital era we live in. Appreciate you calling in, homie. Tons of support, obviously. I got a 623-388 caller, Die For Radio, Justified. What's happening?
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Kid K tuning in all the way from Arizona. I just want to go ahead and give a big shout-out to Typho Radio, you know, the whole staff there, your boy OG Cocaine, and, man, Justify, man, you doing it big right now, man. You bringing positive music back, man, and that's what I love. I always support you. You already know, bringing the tour out back to Arizona again. So, man, you know we got you out here. We stay showing love.
Man, that's what's up, Kid K. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? You always, you know, like you said, have been a supporter ever since we connected. And, you know, like I said, you know, we come west to the death coming back out there, but more importantly, we're going to be bringing Blessed to Arizona. And we're going, you know what I'm saying, we're going to really just represent, man, and you already know what it is. So when I touch down, we got to connect.
Hey, that's what it is. You already know. Anything you need, man, you hit us up. You know what I mean? We got whatever you need out here, man. It's your home out here. So, you know, we right next door. Whatever you need, we got you.
Man, that's why I'm blessed.
Right. You know what it is.
Appreciate you, homie. Have a good night.
You too, man.
That's what's up. See, Justified, it's crazy because, again, I talked about the very beginning of the show. It's a movement. It's become a movement. But off of exactly what, you know, music. The you know, music is incredible, what it still does to people. And I think it is a perfect time because you just don't have songs like this anymore. And I'm not even saying, like, the message. I'm talking just substance, just good music. You don't have a lot of it anymore. So it stands out. That's the way, you know, success was brought upon back in the day. Real talk.
Hey, and if they lacking good music in their life, all they got to do is check out Buddy Boy, because everybody coming with it, you know what I mean? It's a body, and everybody plays a part, and we bringing people to the right type of thing, man. West Coast is back, and it's powered by God.
That's what's up. 909-463, been holding for a long time. Dot 4 Radio with Justify. What's happening?
Hey, this is Raina B. checking in with y'all. How you doing, Justified, Cocaine, and everybody else?
What it do, sis?
Papa's Angels, right. You know I'm a represent. I got my download on iTunes, and, you know, this is what we need. We need some positivity in our lives. You know what I mean? People need to realize we're not saying pretend you don't have problems. We're saying you blessed in spite of your problems, you know, and that's what we need to encourage one another with. We need to point out the good things that's going on in life. You know, we look around, it's a lot of bad, yeah, but we don't want to focus on that. We want to focus on all the blessings and the good things that are going on because, you know, bad days gonna come and go, but if you're breathing, you're blessed.
That's what it is right there, and that's what it's about. That's really what this song is trying to do, is to get us to focus on the fact that we're blessed. There's a line in the song that says, you know, I may be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. Like, so instead of me stressing about, man, I don't know how I'm going to pay this rent, I'm going to thank God that I got a spot to have to get some rent for. You feel me? Because it's somebody that wish they had a spot to call home. Or when I say, you know, my car might not be brand new off the lot, at least I'm dipping and ain't got to walk. That's a blessing. It's people that, like, take they blessings for granted. They got a bucket. It take a long time to start, but you better off than that person that got to kick rocks and walk down the street, whether it's rain, sleeting, or snowing. You blessed. You feel me? Like, I wish, you know, if I had it and it was accessible, I want some nice stuff. But the fact that I got this van that I can start up and get to where I got to go comfortably, that's a blessing. And we got to start looking at our blessings versus our shortcomings, because that's all. God sees us as blessed. So we got to see ourselves how God sees us, and then we can see more.
Right, right. And it's all about, you know, speaking positive. Like I said, don't pretend the problems aren't there. But, you know, you having a bad day? Put on Justified's I'm Blessed, rock with it for a few minutes, absorb what he's saying, and look around. You know what I'm saying? Look around, think, okay, I got two hands, two feet. I can see, I can hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm blessed. You know, let me get up here and make something out of my day, not sit up and be unhappy about what I don't have. Let me focus on what I do have. So, hey, you know I'm with it. I'm with the movement. Papa's Kitchen TV show is, you know, always going to have your back and support wherever we can. And, you know, on a personal note, you know, to hear your song and just to know what you've been through, that in itself blesses me. You know, so keep doing what you're doing. you know that, like I said, we got you. I got my download. I'm encouraging everybody else to get theirs. It's banging, it's hot, and it's motivating. So,
absolutely. We really appreciate you calling up tonight, showing your support.
All right. Good night.
That's what's up. Okay, so I'm gonna take one more, and I got just a couple more questions. I mean, the phone lines are crazy. So it's 951-305. What's happening? Dial 4 Radio with Justified live right now.
What's going on, Justified? This is EJ, your radio DJ, the crazy guy with the lazy over at Hammer Radio. I tell you what, that song is hard, man, let me tell you.
Amen, amen. What's up with you, brother? Hey, see, God get through who he want to get through. You know, you know that man, it's a blessing to have you on the line. What's good, sir?
Not much. Just over here, I'm actually just got done creating a page on our website for you to help promote this song, because I'll tell you what, since I talked to you this afternoon, this song, I don't know, folks, if you haven't really listened to it yet, but I'll tell you, this song is hard. I mean, it reaches out and touches you in the heart. I mean, it just, like, reached out and slapped me in the face, you know, and I'll tell you what, every morning I wake up, you know, just like the song says, you know, you wake up, don't be wake up stressed, but feel blessed. For the last 3 months, brother, I've been waking up stressed as can be, but that song is telling me, you know, hey, God's got a purpose and a plan for me, you know, and it's going to happen, you know. So I'm trying to keep my faith straight, you know, and keep my faith strong. And I tell you what, Justified, this, you just don't know how much the song is a blessing to us right now.
Amen to that, man. You know, I just want God to have his way. I want him to do what he want to do with it. And, like, you know, sit back and let him drive, you feel me, and move when told to.
That's right. Well, we definitely do it, and I'll tell you, we're going to make sure this song is heard all over the place. So talking about tours, we're going to make this thing happen, and we're going to get this song all over the United States, and we're going to make this thing happen for you. You just keep up the good work. We got your back. We're going to do this thing, Justified.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your boost of confidence, sir. We on.
All right, and shout out to Cocaine. Keep it up. EJ over here at Hemet Radio. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work, folks.
God bless.
Yes, sir, man. It's a blessing to have this support system coming around.
Got her into the bike.
Hello?
You still there, Lansky?
I'm
here.
The board going crazy.
It's that overload right there. You feel me?
It's definitely that overload. Man, look at the support again. How we talked about. You know, it's just really, really beautiful thing. And let me go to this 951-258 that's been logged on the whole time. Dial 4 Radio with Justify. What's happening?
Hello. Good evening. Hi, Justify. It's Carmella. Hello, Cocaine.
Hey, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you doing?
Oh, man, just I'm blessed. I don't want it to become a cliche, but I'm blessed. That's the best answer I know these days.
That's right. I told you, when I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed because of you. Shoot. I just want to tell you that, you know, I'm proud of you, and you're doing a great job out there. Congratulations on your tour. We support you. We got your back. I got a whole crew over here bumping your voice.
That's what's up, man. I just hope everybody's absorbing it and, you know, not saying that Justify is blessed, but saying that I'm blessed. When they singing with it, they proclaiming their own blessing. So that's what's up.
You can't help but feel it when you hear it, you know?
Man, I'm humbly honored that it's doing what God told me it was gonna do, and it's just, you know, confirmation in the spirit to see, you know, something that you obeyed and were obedient to and did what was told to do, and to see the it being embraced is just somewhat overwhelming. But at the same time, I expect favor and I expect God to do great things in my life, so I'm not surprised.
That's right. Well, when you put it out there, you know, you get it back. And you've definitely been putting it out there. I just wanted to call, show my support, tell you that I'm proud of you. Congratulations on your tour.
Amen to that. We claim it, and in Jesus' name, is, you know what I'm saying, we're speaking it into existence. Dates are being worked on now. So it's, we claiming it, though. We calling it as it is. It's already done. We just waiting for the gaps to get filled in.
That's right. Much love.
God bless you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So obviously, it's there. You know, the feeling is there. All the callers I couldn't get to, I apologize. I mean, there's so many of them. But we definitely, you know, felt the message. I mean, from other people to all, you know, all around the country. So definitely, I mean, we pretty much, it was crazy. I just say that. But, you know, give some last words and just anything that people didn't touch on real quick before you let you enjoy your night. I know you're a busy man, so, you know, it is what it is.
Just real, you know, briefly, we didn't necessarily just touch on it. I know a lot of people that follow the movement kind of know, but for, you know, someone to be able to lose a mother and lose a wife and be left in a situation as a single father, feeling like, you know, all the odds are stacked against me, I'm letting y'all know the only way that I'm able to move, the only way I'm able to still exist is because I got a undeniable faith in God. You know what I mean? I'm 35 years old. I got 35 years worth of stories to where it had to be God. And I can't doubt him at no cost. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. So whatever it is that you are going through in your own personal life and the things that are in front of you that seem like mountains, faith can move those mountains. So just, you know, trust God, count your blessings, you know what I'm saying, and do what you got to do to stay blessed. And there it is there. Justified. I'm blessed. Now on iTunes. Go grab that.
Really appreciate you, you know, taking the time to, you know, to get some dialogue from you about the single, because I think that's important to, you know, for the movement. And, man, I just wish you all the success in the world, man. And as a dude, you know, I've been dealing with you now for a couple years. It doesn't seem like it, but, you know, I'm super proud of you, you know, as a homie. And even though, you know, we on this professional level and this and that, I'm still just super proud of what you've done. And I can't stress that enough.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you, bro. You came in and used the system, bro. You believed in yourself. You feel me? You came into the coalition, you know, one way, and you came out a different way. And that's the power of God, whether, you know, you realize it or not. You feel me? Yeah, like, man, if you ain't got something to die for, you feel me? And this message is something to die for. This is, you got to put your life on the line, you feel me, and do what God called you to do. And you're doing that, man. You let Mafia Radio come to die for, homie. You don't think you blessed, homie? You blessed, homie. You opened the door to God's assignment. You know what I mean? Whether you hosted or not, you opened the door to what God wanted done, homie. You yielded to that spirit and let Mafia be born on Die For Radio. Man, success will be attached to you for all your days. You know what I mean? It's all good. You were obedient.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and at the same time, we still just all having fun. But I salute you, man. We definitely going to be hearing from you again. I want to get you back on the show, you know, a couple weeks from now and get a lot of feedback on what's new with the single, what's new with the movement and everything. But until then, man, everybody's blessed, and I salute you and all your supporters tonight.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to my big homie Cocaine for believing in me sometimes more than I believe in myself, and putting the Buddy Boy brand and all his years of experience and expertise, you know what I'm saying, behind this record. I love you. I love your wife. I love your kids. And I love all my Buddy Boy family and all my coalition partners. God bless y'all.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm going to go to this track real quick, Justified, and we're going to come back with our next special guest. Gucci Crew 2 in the house. You already know we're going to have some fun. Big shout out to Justified, Buddy Boy, Cocaine. This is Justified, Ain't That Easy. We coming right back. Die For Radio.
I don't know how to. Hey, sir.
When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for my life. Ask him to watch over my kids and my wife. It's perilous times that we living in. He's about to come back. It's like all the youngsters wanna do is rap and sell crack. Credit checks to get a job, I'm telling you this ain't fair. Too many women carrying the load, cause baby daddy wasn't there. Nobody cared. Got her on wit, let it make her lazy. She's just waiting on her benefits, EBT.
T-bones and shrimp, $2 rent. Make sure she got enough to get a fit. She going out, call herself looking for love. Always end up with her heart broke, cause she looking in the club. Shorty like them thugs, you know them gang spitting tight. You know the ones that wanna move in, so they always spend the night. Her mama told her she better wake up, put some God in her life, if she ever wanna get things right. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard, ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard, but they ain't the ones that judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard, ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard, but they ain't the ones that judge us. We need God. That homie just got out the pen. He did 10, hit a lick with his partners, then them suckers turned him in. Ain't no loyal to these streets, niggas is for they sales. And if you can't help yourself, then don't expect nobody else. He need a place to stay, but his mama smoke crack. His little brother play basketball, good enough to get a contract, but he probably won't. That's just the way that it goes. He too busy being a knucklehead and howling at hoes. He's a statistic. He already got a number, just came home in November. He gon' go back by the summer. I hate to say it, but it's true. That's what they do. Can't adapt to the free world and hook up with their crew. Here come the boys in blue. Now we through, cause last time he went in was strike two. Nothing left to do but pray get out. Hope he finds God inside and figures it out. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard, but they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard, but they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. My mama passed away, and I admit it was rough. Consumed myself for work like I hadn't been touched. Then my wife got sick. What am I to do? When life gets us down, I know all we got is you. So I fell to my knees and started asking for you to keep your grace upon us no matter what happens. I'm going through it. It ain't ever been harder. Thinking about making the future for my daughters. They deserve to have the best, and I gotta provide. 9 to 5, can't get it done, homie. I'm out here on the grind. I'm an entrepreneur, trying to build it on my own. Build up my credit score, go out here and get me a loan. I got the vision, it just requires my faith. The provision comes through my father, so I patiently wait. I know it gotta get better, cause he said it would. And I'd be lying if I said that God ain't good. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard, ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard, but they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard, ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard, but they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God.
Die for radio. That was Justified, and what a, you know, great situation having him on the show, and that movement for I'm Blessed is just incredible. So you already know how it goes down, but we're gonna kick it into a little different tempo right here on Die for Radio. Gucci Crew 2 in the house. What's happening with you, homie?
Yeah, oh, what's we good.
What's
we good.
What's good? What's good? What's happening?
Die for Radio.
Oh, man.
What's real?
We about to kick it into high gear right now, because right now what I'm reminiscing on is speakers in the trunk, Alpine, getting pulled over for your bass being too loud. I'm going back right now. I'm really just taking it back. But let's say this new and beautiful things happening right now in late of 2014 with you guys. So obviously all the fans, listeners, followers are wondering, what's happening?
Oh, well, the Gucci Crew back. That's what's happening. We took a little sabbatical. We had to get some things right, family right, life right. And we back, high energy, back to make you dance again.
Yep. And you know what? Couldn't have said it better myself. And sometimes I think that's what this beautiful world needs. But also, you know, I want to see people to still have fun with music. It doesn't seem like people have fun. It seems like they're obligated to do it. You guys always had the persona to be fun and active and this and that. How do you still get that, I don't want to say influence, that's the wrong word, but still just that hypeness and just, the, you know, how do you stay you, I guess I'm saying?
That's what the Gucci Crew was about. Keeping things hype. We fun. We like to have fun. So if you like to have fun, why not put in your music? You know, everything don't have to be serious. Everything don't have to be lyrically correct. You know, we about having a good time. When you go to the club, what you go to the club for? To have a good time. So
yes.
That we bring to the party. We bring a good time to the party every time.
Good times, good times. So real quick, let's have each of you for the people, because I do have some younger followers, obviously. Have both of you introduce yourselves real quick, just so people can decipher the, you know, who's who when we're getting into this interview.
Go ahead, Boogie.
Yeah, I'm Joe Boogie, the one and only.
I'm 240 TFS. You know my name. You know how we do it. And it's one of the members, but MCV, but he passed. So we just carrying on the legacy. We just keeping things rolling, you know.
Yep. Yep. And you know what? Again, big shout out to my dude Todd Davis, because when he said, you know, we had connected and got everything going, I said, man, it's about time, because I'm ready. Like I said, just to have fun again. But coming from something you're doing, I mean, you guys have so much confidence in your music, and that's apparent. You know, where did you think or kind of anticipate what you do in, like, 2014 hip-hop or rap? You know, where do you anticipate your movement doing? Obviously, it's going to be successful because it's the Gucci sound. But, you know, it is a different game. I mean, you guys have been, you know, down since the 80s. So it's a whole different mess out there. Where do you guys kind of see yourself technology-wise and just kind of the whole thing?
Oh, we see ourselves fitting in where other people don't want to fit in. That's we that spot where nobody don't want to do the up-tempo and dance and have fun. So that's where the Gucci crew come in. We're going to take you there. We're going to take you back to having fun where you don't have to worry about if the lyrics correct or if you looking hard or none of that. If you want to get down and have fun, you call on the Gucci crew. And that's where we taking the music at in 2014. Back to the boogie. Right back there.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So tell the people a little bit about the single, because this is exciting. Like I said, we talking 2014. Actually, we're at the fourth quarter 2014. So this is obviously a movement that's going to push strong into 2015. Tell us a little bit about the single.
Go ahead, Boogie.
Yeah, the title of it is called Hey You. Once again, it's time to dance. You know, keep it hype, live. You know, I mean, I don't care how old are you, 2, 3, 16, 82. You know, it's just, you know, a party record. You know, clean, not offending anyone. You know, I mean, I mean, the song explains itself. You know? I mean, we just keeping it hype.
Yep. And again, you know, I just get the flashbacks of, I mean, the music back in the day was so loud and just, I mean, you had to have a system. You heard it on the system or you ain't heard it. You know, it was like, oh, man. I mean, but in an era and time like that, the uniqueness was so original and I'm trying to think of a better word, but how come we see so many things duplicated nowadays? How come no one's tried to duplicate that hypeness? I really don't feel that there's a sound out there that's kind of duplicated, and not that I want there to be, but it's just in a weird era like that where people are like that.
Like I said before, I think rap
people are afraid to be them. People are afraid to be them. You know, it's just that, and the Gucci crew is not that group. We're innovators. We just create, stay original, and we're not too much worried about the how can I say,
We worry about producing our own style, our own music, and doing our thing. We're not worried about everybody doing trap music, so Gucci crew got to do trap music. Everybody doing dubstep, so Gucci crew got to do dubstep. Gucci crew is a party crew, and that's what we keeping to, a party crew. We not trying to offend nobody, but we want everybody to have a good time, no matter what you're doing. You know, if you're 60, we want you to come get on the dance floor and have a good time. If you're two, we want you to get on the dance floor and have a good time. That's why when you listen to our new single, Hey You, it's not, you can listen to it. Anybody can listen to it because we're not using a gang of profane language, you know. It ain't offended women. We're not calling women out of their names. It's just a party song, and we want everybody to have a good time.
You know, I have to say, in this day and age, but your guys, you know, confidence in the way you do things, you know, I guess I'm kind of basing this question on a newer generation that doesn't really kind of know the past, but going into a new project with, and like you said, people don't want to be you or be, you know, be themselves. You guys are always going to be you. Is that kind of a calculated risk kind of in 2014, like going
yeah.
into the project?
Yeah, it's kind of scary because we know it's going to be kind of hard for people to accept it because it's up-tempo and it's not fitting into the mold that they used to. But it's the chance we want to take. We want to be different. When you book the Gucci Crew and you book other groups, you're going to know the difference between us and other groups. You know, when you hear the Gucci Crew, you're going to hear the difference between us and other groups because we bring our own style, our own originality. Ain't nothing glossed over by the Gucci Crew. We just us. And that's how we want to keep it. We want to keep it us.
Yep. So, I mean, I'm going to go into the single. I got my co-host with me, Man 4, Gucci Crew in the house. How you feeling?
Hey, what's up, Gucci Crew? What is it with you?
What's up?
Not much, man. This is just some reminiscent stuff right here because all I can remember is my older cousin coming down the block. The windows of the house are shaking. Hear your music playing through his Rockford Fosgate loud like a mother, man. It's crazy. Good to hear from your brothers, man.
Yeah, we're the original. Yeah. We wanted the original bass group. So, I mean, we ain't scared to tell people that. We're a real bass group. So you know. We want people to hear the difference. We want you to be able to decide that, okay, bass sound good. Give bass that we finna put bass back where it's supposed to be, on the map. That's what we finna do.
Yeah, that's true, because it was you guys pretty much. There was a few, I think, DJ Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, AD.
To that crew.
Correct.
I would say, man, that's just some good stuff right there. Man. I'm about to go dig in my crates now and bust that stuff out right now.
Yeah. That's what's up.
That's
you know
right.
what, but without further ado, man, I'm going to go into this. I got to go into this new track, man. We can come back. I got more questions. We having a blast. I might even get, you know, some oldies in the mix. But for right now, Gucci Crew 2 is in the house on Dot4 Radio. This is the new single, Hey You. We're about to blast your speakers right now. Let's do this.
Come on, come on, it's party time. Yo, down the streets up to the birds, you heard this platinum sound that you deserve. Brand new treat for your boys and girls, brand new jam for around the world. Throw your hands up when you need to drop, cause I guarantee we'll never stop. It's the Gucci Crew, how you do? It's been a while and we miss you. Can't deny it's official now. Showing 40, yeah, we get down, we get round. New in town, come along, it's party time. The back the fool, act the clown. Cause a ruckus, yeah, tear down. Fill it up, have some fun. You know the motto, you live it once. Come on.
Hey, hey, you.
Tonight, party.
radio in the house. Man.
You already know. You already know.
Tell you though.
You guys,
fire
you
right
already
there.
Know.
That's what. Tell you. Look, no, real talk. That's fire right there. Like, y'all are heading in a direct. Like, you know, forget. I'm not saying forget the past, but y'all are, like, you know, headed in your own little kind of genre, like you always have been, but in 2014. That's real talk right there.
That's what we're
right.
talking about right
that's
there.
That's what we're talking about
there,
yeah.
We blazing our own trail. We're not trying to follow. Gucci Crew, real talk.
Man, I'm gonna get some feedback real quick here on the phone lines. I got 760. I believe this is my boy Justified is still in the building, but I know he heard that track. Justified, what's happening? Well, he might be just chilling, listening, having on mute. I got a 517. Gucci Crew in the house. What's happening with you?
What's happening with you, man? What y'all doing?
Man, we having a blast. I know you just heard that
making
track.
Music, having
y'all
fun.
Having a blast, man. I'm having a blast, too. I mean, you know, we do what we do.
Yes, that's right.
What's
that's
up.
What
that's
we
what's
do.
Up. Who we
right.
starting with?
Radio station, bus ride, too. You know.
You call my daughter. Put this on
Hey, I'm I hate you back, yo.
All right, people. See,
I mean,
you got people partying
I'm
in the background, man. They can't even get the phone call going because they was over there rocking the song. Oh man! But
yeah,
okay,
that's what
so
it's about, man.
So what's next? I brought up we're going into 2015. You got the new single. Obviously, there's some projects happening. You guys, I mean that song, you know, I can't. That's gonna hit the
fire.
Masses. I mean, there's. It's not just that, but it is. It addresses music in different levels. There's people that don't necessarily need to like hip hop that will like that song. There's people that don't necessarily like pop that are going to like that song. There's people not necessarily like a rock type of stance that are going to like that song or whatever it might be. So you're attacking a whole web of genres there and just having fun. That's a beautiful thing.
International, baby. International, baby. That's what we're doing.
Man.
International.
Okay, so 2000, yeah. So we going into this next year. What's some future endeavors you guys are moving towards? Because this is gonna blow up. So y'all ready? Not that you haven't been there before, but come on.
We ready. We working
yeah.
on the whole LP. The whole CD will be out in a minute. We working on it. We try to use less collabos. So you ain't gonna see a lot of collabos on the Gucci Crew. Because we want to make it on our own merit. We don't want to make it because Lil Wayne is on it. We don't want to make it because Drake is on it. We don't want to make it because Ross is on it. We want to make it because Gucci Crew put in the work. Now, once we put in the work and it bang on its own, then you on the remix you may hear other folks. But we want to make it on our own merit. So we working on this complete CD. It's going to be all headbangers, body rockers, twerk music. You're going to be able to do anything you want to do to this. That complete CD, and you ain't going to lose nothing. Gucci Crew, blazing.
I'm so glad y'all are back, you know, in Florida. I mean, you guys established that out there, first off.
Yes, we did.
But, you know, to kind of, you guys are always going to have substance. It didn't matter if you were partying or not. Like you said earlier, you know, you were being you. And, you know, from an era where I don't know what half these artists, who they really are. You know, I related to the music because, a certain, you know, situation in my life, whether it was serious or partying, you were like, yep, I know exactly what they're saying. And you know, I don't really have that feel nowadays. So what do you do now because you guys have established, I mean, you got a single like that. You guys established the foundation where you're at. How do you kind of take the reins? Just keep doing the quality music you're doing, or you really, do something to try to stand out as far as to take those reins?
We're going to do both of those. Going to keep putting out quality music, and we're going to push the envelope a little bit. We want to take folks there. We're going to push the envelope a little bit, you know, and see if folks are willing to go with us. You know, you got to take that chance. You can't be scared, you know. Scared money don't make no money. So we're going to push that envelope to see if folks are willing to go there with us. That's what we're going to do.
And I'm glad you put it like that, push the envelope, because that's exactly kind of what, you know, cut out what I was hinting towards, because you've got to do, you know, it's music is so accessible now that you have, you know, 11, 12-year-olds, even 10-year-olds, you know, on YouTube and this and that, and there's nothing wrong with that, but these kids at 16, you know how to use the MPC and know how to do this and engineer and this and that, and, you know, all sorts of, I mean, craziness, so it's nice to see the, you know, some of the originators come back and say, hey, this is how you do music. And I think that's a lot of what this game's missing is people don't kind of, even though the knowledge is there on Google and YouTube, don't go do it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really excited about this movement. That song's going to kill it, y'all. I'm telling you. I know you guys know that. But you know, in a worldwide spectrum, you guys conquered like every genre that's out there right now, and you were still able to do you. There's not anybody doing that right now.
That's what it's about. That's what I'm saying. We blazing like I. Go ahead, Boogie.
No, you go ahead. I was just saying the same thing. That's what it's about, man. Just keeping it live, man.
We keeping it live. We carving our own niche. We trying to, you know, we want people to realize that hip hop is not just one thing. And when if you hear just trap music all day, You consider, well, man, they need to do something different. Every time a record come out, it sounds just like that. Not putting trap music down, because I love trap music, you know, but it's just we want to do our music. We want to make it so if another group come up and they feel like they want to do something else, they ain't got no problem with doing something else. You know, the style don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be stuck on one style. You don't have to be stuck on just up-tempo either. If you want to do R&B rap, go ahead and do R&B rap. You want to do rock rap? Go ahead and do rock rap. You feel a little country? Go ahead. Go at it. You know, that what we're trying to do, show folks that you could do different things and still make it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what. So how did you guys adapt? Because I don't want to say adapt, but, you know, coming from an era you did technology-wise to make music, because the 80s and early 90s wasn't, you know, that easy to do music like it is now, plugins, you know, laptops, stuff like that. How did you guys adapt to this, the technology that we have at our hands today to make music?
We just had to roll with it, man. You know, it really wasn't a difficult task because we was always involved with the movement of you know, recording and softwares and going from analog to digital. You know, we was always in the loop of hanging in with you know, the change, because, you know, they change like daily on updates on software, on plugins, on, you know, so, you know, we've been managing.
Yeah, and do you, I mean, the analog sound, especially what you guys now, you know, I've been blessed to work in some studios and done some engineering myself, so the irreplaceable analog bass that you guys had, you know, with or without that, do you like, you know, how, you know, easy to do music? I don't say easy, because you still got to do music, but I'm saying as far as tracking. Do you guys
feeling
that part of it?
To tell you the truth, to be perfectly honest with you, it's a little bit easier when it comes to tracking. Them 2-inch reels and the 1-inch reels, then from ADAT to that machine, you know.
I'm saying that's exactly what I'm saying. But no, people Go ahead.
No, I personally miss it. I mean, I really miss the rudiments of that. You know, I mean, you know, the digital and the sounds are a lot thinner. I wish it could go back a little back to analog, but a little more simpler. You know, just like 40 Cent with the transfer and the tapes and, you know, making sure everything on point with that. I wish we could go back to that because it does carry a heavier sound and gave a nice sound, which digital I have no problems with, you know, but me personally prefer analog.
Yeah, that sound is irreplaceable.
Yeah, I love the dirtiness of analog. Analog gave you dirt. You know, digital is so clean that, you know, analog gave you dirt, which made it sound a little bit better because it sounded a little bit heavier, you know, you couldn't play with analog a lot. That's why I like the analog, because it gave you dirt. As funny as that sounds.
And that's what I'm saying. But the dirt was in them kicks and them snares and just, I mean.
And you heard it. That's the beautiful thing about it. You heard the dirt and the kicks and the snares. You heard the sustain. People used to think it was echo, but it really just was the dirt that was left behind from the analog. You know, couldn't clean that up all the way, so you had that dirt left over, which made the song sound that much heavier and that much better to me. But digital work, it'll work because it's easier to lay tracks. I don't have to really go to no studio to lay tracks. You know, you can lay tracks right at home and then take it to the studio. And you can do vocals at home and then take it to the studio and mix it. See, back in the day, you had to go to the studio and do everything. Right now, I could program a beat on my phone and then take it to the studio and lay it. I couldn't do that.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time, man. I produce literally a whole EP on my iPhone. And obviously, I brought in my own drums and brought in my own, like, samples and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. You could do all that on the phone now. You don't even have to go to the studio. But it's beautiful, though, because it's easier. But that dirt that was on the analog just was, you know, it gave it that, gave it an extra,
Yeah, sure did. So, let's go. I got to take it back real quick.
Where you got to take it at? Where we taking it at?
I'm going to take it to the classic. I'm going to take it to the classic.
What's the classic? Which one is the classic?
I'm going to take it to Sally, that girl.
Sally, that girl?
I got to do it so people can hear this analog. They can wreck it. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get with these callers. Do have following Dot for radio so they know exactly how, you know, monumental this night is and hearing that last single is. You know what I'm saying? So,
Bootshake, what, Choose and Bold? Which one? Choose and Bold, Cabbage Patch? Which one? Dating Game? Which one?
Here we go. Dot for radio. Check this out.
1, 2, 3, and I woke up early this morning and I went to the Five and Dime. I saw this pretty young lady that was real, real fine. I tapped her on her shoulder and said, excuse me, ma'am. She pulled down her pants and said, Black Bee's Hams. Whoa, Sally, that girl. Whoa, Sally, that girl. So we walked her to her house and she opened up the door. It was a heart-shaped bed in the middle of the floor. She pushed me on the bed and this you can bet, in between her legs was real, real wet. So I grabbed her by her thighs and I moved up truly. She jumped off the bed and said, don't touch my booty. Don't touch my booty cause I won't touch you. Don't touch my booty cause it's not the thing to do. Whoa, Sally, that girl. That girl, so we bailed out her house just to get something to eat. We saw her friend named Patty walking down the street. Patty turned around as we yelled out her name. She dropped to one knee and began to sing. Whoa, Sally, that girl. Girl, Sally is a girl that likes to play, and if you want some loving, Sally is okay. She has a different fellow every day of the week, two or maybe three, just to make it sweet. Sally wants a man she can call her own, and 6700 she can call on the phone. Sally's never tired and she's never alone. All Sally wants is a fellow with a broom. That girl.
party started.
Coochie's here for the love of your
party.
Back, 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 girl. Back, 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 girl. Back, 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 girl.
Sally.
Back, 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 girl.
Sally.
Back, 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 girl. Back, 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 girl. Back, back, girl. Back, back, girl. Back, girl.
Sally. Sally.
Die for radio. I had to take it back like that,
that girl.
because that girl.
That girl.
It's so classic. And you know what? You talk about the technology conversation we just had, okay? That still sounds, you know, super clean. I mean, y'all are hearing it over the phone.
That girl.
Come on, man. That's a beautiful thing there. So I got to ask, too, you know, with singles like that, and I ask a lot of people this, but I'm actually really curious. When you doing the music, because no matter what, you guys had the passion, and otherwise we wouldn't do business because, you know, there's a lot more cons sometimes to the pros. But did you know singles were going to do what they did, you know, going into it? And I say that respectively because hip-hop is all about confidence. Of course you're the best. Of course this is going to be successful. Did you have the feeling it would blow up to a certain extreme like that?
When we did Sally, I'm going to be honest, we didn't know Sally was going to get... We knew it was a good song. We just ain't knew it was going to get the play that it got. You know, because when we first did it, we had a beatboxer did it. Yeah, see, we had somebody spitting on the microphone, you know, giving us the beat. But it wasn't giving us the drive that we needed. So when we went back and redid it, that's when we knew we had something. So the first, you didn't hear the original Sally, because the first original Sally was done with a beatbox. Then we went back and put the, with the 808 and put the beat in, up under it. And then that's when we knew it was going to do something.
Nope. Well, so to say that, you know, to date what has been, and I, you know, feedback from both you guys, you know, your biggest career moment, at least, you know, this far anyways.
The career moment, when we, I don't know if y'all heard about Six Flag Atlantis. It was a Six Flag Atlantis down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we were performing there, and we broke their attendance record. The most people that ever came to their park, ever, we broke their attendance record. That was the... you know, that was the most beautiful moment ever for me, to see all the folks that came out, to see us do our thing, and we broke their record. That's all I can say. What about
okay,
you?
Okay, okay.
I would say Clearwater. We was in Clearwater 40, and we did that. What was that? That power, I forget the name of that station in Clearwater, Florida. That was my moment, you know. It was over 30,000 people at that event. That was a real nice big event. Stevie B was the headliner, but you know, we rocked the house.
My biggest moment is always when I deal with people. I love interacting with people, because you know they see that we real. Y'all some real folks. Yeah, we real. We just people that's doing music. You know, we had a couple of good songs. You know, that's what I want folks to know, that Gucci Crew, we real. Walk up to us and, you know, give us five and we cool with it, because that's how cool we is. You know, that's my big moment, dealing with the folks. That's why I love when we broke the attendance record at Six Flag Atlanta, because we got to deal with the people, you know. It's always about the fans. It's always for me.
And I gotta comment on that, because I think that's what is kind of lost with the game right now, is that obviously these people still have fans. So I'm not saying that. I mean, the music's being sold, people are making money, you know, doing their thing. But I think the connection with the fans is what's missing, and I think that's a huge, you know, substance part of music, to tell you the truth. Because, again, growing up, we just felt like we knew you guys. You know, my favorite artist, I felt like I knew. Never saw him in my, you know, unless I saw him in concert. You know, never saw him or talked to him a day in my life. But I felt like I knew who you know, people were. And I think that's a huge thing missing right now.
All that's right. What's important. We want y'all to know who we are. We 240 and Joe Boogie from Miami, Florida. I grew up in Liberty City, Overtown. I tell you my whole story. Ain't no need to Google. Ain't no need to Wikipedia. I tell you everything you need to know about me. You know, my life ain't been perfect. I've been in trouble, in school, out of school. You know, and I relate to folks. I relate to everybody. Everybody got their journey, and I've been on mine. So I ain't scared to tell people nothing about me. And that's what I want my music to do, tell folks about the Gucci Crew that we, you know, we real people, you know. We real folks.
That's what's up. I mean, and I think that's where, you know, again, the technology talk we had, where it really boils down to now where success is going to come your guys' ways, because it's easy now to relay that message. Hey, we good people. We're out here doing good music. Let's go. And
let's go.
You know, and you, but you can put it out everywhere yourselves.
And that's the beautiful part about it, too, because like you said before, the music business is kind of shady sometimes, you know. You got to watch yourself when you're going through the music business because, you know, you got people out there that say they help you, but really they're helping themselves. So being able to do it now on your own is a beautiful thing because back then you had to, you know, you had to go to a record company or you wouldn't get no play, you wouldn't get no distribution. But now you can do it almost on your own now.
Well, I even remember, you know, as a kid, I was born in 1980. But I knew, you know, my older cousins and, like, some uncles that were trying to rap back in the day here in Los Angeles and Riverside and stuff like that. And there were some that were, you know, somewhat had some lyrics that people would try out. But I knew if you didn't know how to rap, a lot of these engineers, because it was tough to record, weren't, even if you were paying, weren't trying to really record you. It was just too much work. If you're whack, you're not even, like, coming to the studio.
Yeah, yep, that's how it was. You had to have an idea, a gimmick, or something to make it work back then.
And it seems like it's kind of reciting back, like, to that way now, what, you know, somewhat, because, you know, you guys are not putting much effort into, you know, into the music. You know, they're not lyricists, you know. I mean, it's not a problem, but I'm happy that we're where we are with the music as far as recording, because, you know, at one time, you know, like you say, you couldn't get a break if you wasn't from a certain area and if you wasn't rhyming,
yep.
You know, and you wasn't, you know, a heavy, serious lyricist, you couldn't get in.
Nope.
But, you know, I do like where the music is today, but it's just, I feel like artists are not being themselves because they feel like they have to meet the rotators, the media. You know, they have to reach, you know, what's going on as far as the streets. No one is really making radio music, you know, and that's what Gucci Crew is signifying. We're gonna take that slot because a lot of guys don't want to do radio music.
No,
we're not.
You know?
We ain't scared.
We're not afraid.
See, we can do street music, but I prefer to have you dance than have you, you know, ball your fists up at me when I come to your town. That's what I prefer you to do. I prefer you to come and have a good time than for you to look at me like, you know, you east to me like I got beef for you. I ain't got no beef for you. I'm here to love you. We're here to party. That's what the people want to do. When I get to your town, that's what I want.
And again, that's the beautiful part. And knowing you guys, growing up listening to your music, knowing that about you, like, again, you don't know anything about, I don't, you know, what some of these people rap about to make a single and make money may not have anything to do with anything they do in their life. Real talk.
Right.
But, you know, I think also, too, what happens with the technology, and not to bring up a negative point, I love all that. I have a studio in my house, you know, a cool Avalon and a cool Neumann and Pro Tools and some wave plug, you know, some wave bundles, and you're good to go.
Yep.
But
yes, sir.
There's one thing that's huge that's missing, and I always bring it up on the show, artist development. When you guys signed,
yes.
I'm sure you went through a whole course of media training, studio microphone etiquette, live microphone etiquette, just plain don't, you know, fuck up meetings and all sorts of shit. And there's none of that now, because right now I could do a song after I get off the phone with you, pay my own money to get on iTunes, do my own graphic design, do my own promo, and boom, blast it out there.
Yes. Yes, we had to go through all that. Dealing with radio, personality. You know, we had to go through all that. Doing promo tours, real promo tours where you wasn't making no money. You didn't have no sponsors. You know, you didn't have none of that. Real promo tours. You know, right now, somebody go on promo tour, they got a sponsor. You know, we went on promo tours without sponsors. You know, when you hop in the van and you had to go to this club, they weren't paying you no money. You know, we had to do all that stuff, you know. But today, it's so much easier to get yourself out there, but it's crowded. That's the only thing. I really don't. It's so crowded. It's like, it's like getting on expressway in rush hour. It's like that now, you know.
I agree.
That's why we go a different way, you know. That's why we making our own path, you know. That's why we trying to do stuff that other folks ain't doing. Because believe me, if we want to, we can do the same thing. But we don't.
No, I agree. And you know what? I guarantee you, everybody that knew who the Gucci Crew was did not expect to hear that single sound like that. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm
saying. I don't think, and I mean that in a good way. I think they were like, wow. You know, like, because you brought music. It wasn't, you didn't do something, you know, you didn't reinvent the wheel, as they said. You know, you didn't say, oh, well, Gucci Crew sounded like this, so that's what we're going to do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You even hear, like, maturity in the music and the game, what you guys are saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We had to, you got to evolve. You don't evolve, you be stuck. You know. I heard somebody told me you can't do the same thing and expect different results. You know, and we keep doing the same thing. You know, we're gonna get the same results. And we trying to grow. You know, and we want our music to grow. So in order for that to happen, we have to switch up, let our music grow, so we can show everybody that we grew. You know, we can't be stuck when we were like 12 years old, 13 years old. I can't do the same thing I used to do when I was 13 and 14. I'm a man now, so I have to present myself in that fashion, you know?
Yes, I completely agree. So, man, I'm going to tell you, the single, Incredible Conversations, Incredible, like you said, you guys, you know, you're people persons. Any last shout out to the fans, followers, whatever, anything I forgot to say, I'm going to give y'all the floor for a few minutes and let you guys do your thing.
I just think it's important, you know, the newcomers, you know, you're going to hear a lot more from us. You know, we smile, we keep smiles, you know, we keep happy, we keep partying. You know, that's all we're going to keep doing, and, you know, and blessed. You know, and, you know, just keep it going.
Y'all get ready.
And that's crazy you say blessed, because we had an artist from out here in California named Justified. He's got a big single out here called I'm Blessed. And, you know, not to throw his you know, laundry out there, but it's part of, you know, really that makes him his, you know, in his movement that he's doing. He just lost his wife. Little less than a year before that, he lost his mom. And, you know, he's now a single father and doing his thing. And the first single he makes, when all this really just boiled down to just being him as a man, he made a single called I'm Blessed. And I don't know too many people that can do that. So, that's, you know, I like that. That definitely went into everything we were doing tonight.
Yes. Yes. All of us is blessed. You wake up in the morning, you wake up tomorrow morning, you're blessed. You know, You get to breathe, you get to go out to the club, you get to have fun, you get to kiss your children, you know, you get to go to school, you get to go to work. People don't think that's a blessing, but that's a blessing. You know, everything is a blessing when you get to do it, you know. So that's what we're about. Gucci Crew is a blessing, was a blessing to me, because it took me from living the way I was living to a better life. So everything you do is a blessing, you know. So we want everybody to understand that just being you is a blessing, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. Let me see real quick. Justified, are you still rocking with us, homie? Nope, he's not. But he on the line, so I know he's listening. I do have a 310-912 caller. What's happening with you? Gucci
What's
crew
good,
in the house on Dial 4 Radio.
Buddy,
we having a blast. What's happening?
What's good? What's good? What's
Chill.
Good?
What's good, man.
We're both on the line. What's up? This is Dre, Buddy Boy JM. I hear everybody.
Yeah. We rocking out. What's up, Dre? How you feeling, man? I know you about to say you blessed, too.
Oh, man, I heard the word blessing so many times, I said it's time for me to chime in. I'm feeling blessed.
That's right. That's what it is. You wake up feeling blessed, you go to bed feeling blessed. You know, you
Come
eat,
on,
you're
man.
Blessed.
Just like that. Just
yeah,
like
just
that.
Like
I want
to
just
shower
say
your
hello
breath.
To the whole panel. Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Say hello
we
to the whole panel, man. Everybody's doing a great job.
Thank you.
That's what's up. Dre in the house. Big supporter. And you know what? It shows you. The circles are complete, if you will. Everybody is having a good time with this music now. And again, I'm going to have to play the single again for these people because...
Blow it up.
I'm going to have to tell you, like, I think it's crazy for having the Justified and the single I'm Blessed and then have you do something... That's, you know, you guys have so much freedom with your music that, of course, you're blessed, and it just coincided with each other. I got another caller. I think it's a Skype caller, a 111, just chiming in, Dial 4 Radio, Gucci Crew in the house. What's happening?
Yo, guys, what is up?
What's up?
I just wanted to talk about the music industry and how I think it's astounding how we are able to produce more and more at faster rates in this generation and how that could either be a positive or a negative thing. Well, I guess talk about the pros and cons, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
So what do you think about the immediate distribution of music and I guess the ability to steal music? Do you think it's better that people can just put out whatever they want, whenever they want, or do you think it's kind of
harmful? I'm more for whenever because this quarterly thing or, you know, how can I say, it's almost like change of the weather, you know, it's you know, this is not a summer record, this is a fall record. I mean, I don't know if that's what direction you're going in, but I do feel like music should be dropped whenever, however, and, you know, because, you know, this is what it is, you know. You know,
I hear him a little different. I hear him that he want to know is putting out music on your own, is it a good or bad thing? I think it's a good and bad thing. I think it's both. I think because folks have the ability to put out the music that they almost put out anything. But
yes.
Having the ability to do it is a good thing. You're not signed to no record label. You're not stuck under no contract. So if it don't work, it don't work. So that's where I'm at with it. So it's good and it's a bad thing. So, you know.
I agree, homie G. And I also think that there can be some harmful precautions in producing something on your own, some beats might get mishandled and stolen, but also I think it is a good learning tool for artists everywhere because you could expand your toolbox because we all know as musicians that the more that you hear, the more that you learn from other musicians. So I think it's kind of fascinating that we can all connect and kind of learn from each other. If that makes sense.
It makes sense. But if you put music out on your own, copyright, own your own music, publish your own music, you know, do as much as you can before if you blow up, record companies gonna come. But make sure you don't give away all your content because they're gonna want something. Make sure you don't give away all your content. Own your music. Own your publishing. Own your writers. And let them distribute. That's what I meant.
That's very true. My penis is big. My penis is big. My penis is big. My penis is big. My penis.
What?
Man. Really? Like that?
Like that.
I guess that's right. Also the con of the digital world, right?
Right there.
Man. So either way, good question before that, though. Gotta get it where it is. But, man, big shout-out to y'all. You know what I mean? I had a blast, and I was excited about it from the get-go. And, again, the single's crazy, amazing. It's gonna do great. I already know. So big salute to y'all, man. And just keep us involved. You know what I'm saying? Whether with me or Todd Davis, whatever, you know, whatever it is. Just, man, we're down for the movement. You always have a home here at Die For Radio. And, man, I hope to, you know, the LP is going to be crazy. I'm already knowing. I'm like anticipating the LP already. You feel me?
Don't tell us we got a home. We're going to be there putting our feet up on the table. We there. Don't tell us we got a home.
Man, well, no. For real. Like, I mean, anything new happens, even if you need to hop on for, you know, 5-10 minutes to say, you know, something about a new single or anything, just let us know. We'll get you on. We'll bump it. We, you know, do whatever we got to do. And, you know, the rest is history.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Blow up that Hey You. Everybody is Hey You. Gucci Crew 2. You can get it where you can get it. iTunes, C-Baby, Amazon, Gucci Crew 2, Hey You. Time to dance again, y'all. It's time.
That's what's up. Salute to y'all, man. I'm going to bang it right now. This is Hey You, Gucci Crew in the house. One time for your mind. Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on. Come on. It's party time. Yo, down the streets up to the birds, you heard, it's platinum time, what you deserve. Brand new treat for your boys and girls, brand new jam for around the world. Throw your hands up when you need to drop, cause I guarantee we'll never stop. It's the Gucci Crew, how you do? It's been a while, and we miss you. Can't deny it's official now. Joe and 40, yeah, we get down, we get round. New in town, come along, it's party time. The back of food, act the clown. Cause a ruckus, yes, head down, fill it up, have some fun. You know the model, you live it once, come on.
Hey!
You know what? I got an exclusive right now. It's melting my keyboard as I'm looking at it. Big shout out to Wu-Tang Clan for singing us. You know, like, Wu-Tang's always going to do it. But this is the brand new single, world premiere right now. Wu-Tang Clan, Ron O'Neal. Let's do this.
No matter what the weather, we be getting that cheddar so we can have a better tomorrow. Money calls, superstars getting up.
Working hard.
Put me in the game, I'm for real. For them people's tribe, put me in them chains. Whatever the topic, let's put it in the frame. We can even load it and cock it and put it in their brains. I'm saying, some rappers do it for a change. Kill yourself, I know killers that'll do it for some change. These veterans are slipping, they ain't doing it the same. I don't slip, set a pick and put a shooter in your lane. Precise like a shooter at the range. But I ain't trying to shoot it with you rappers, I just shoot it at your day. Y'all never should have threw me in the game. Found a new word for weed that was so me, I threw it in my name.
My song banging loud on the block like arms spraying. The law hating, warring like blacks and Caucasians. God versus Satan, I'm laying in the dark with the mob first waiting, letting all first basic. Slim from the cotton club, washing the scrub. Deuce high when he cruise by, spot him in love. Hold the mic like a 38, muzzle the snub. This float, call it OJ, blood on the glove. A wall rap, capital G, speak on the facts. Please believe that, meaning that I keep it a stack. He's back, he a beast on the track. The only time I go soft, probably with the freak in the sack. Yo, the bass makes 40 shakes. Murder verse, verse 48. Manslaughter nearly caught a case. I crack heads more than bass. Stack bread when I orchestrate. That said, y'all the bass.
With the Bobby Brown jaw, dry mouth gliding back and forth, plus it's steaming the Newport. Weed on them, holding the torch. A few staircase nerves, some burners don't blam right. Guns that peek around the wall, you better stand tight. 4X, 8Ks, wildin' in lobbies, bulletproof PJs. Fuck around and get front like a DJ. CSI traumatized by viewing an instant replay. SpongeBob niggas discard, nigga. Hallmark style in any section of the hood. I pull your car, nigga.
Wouldn't allow a treat. So you reckon for two deaths in the midst of sea? See, ignorance wouldn't allow a treat. So you reckon for two deaths in the midst of sea?
I used to be so narcissistic, bark the whip and spark the biscuit, spit hollow chip shells at the narcs with quickness, live to tell the tale, cause only God's my witness, been a long time, change gonna come, son. I'm optimistic, I hold the shield like Ron O'Neal, super fly, do or die, Chiller Hill, Brownsville, never ran, never will, yes I can, yes I will, put a dot upon your knot, can I chill, do your grill, like a dentist, my offenses, beast with a vengeance, demented scientist, count bodies inside the trenches, that judges. Off the benches, got inches for y'all winches. We plant those hot seeds that grow in cold winters.
No matter what
the weather, we'll be getting that cheddar. So then we can stop a better tomorrow. Oh, money calls, superstars getting up.
Working hard for a better
tomorrow. See, ignorance wouldn't allow a treat. So you ready to pursue depth in the midst of feet. See, ignorance wouldn't allow a treat. So you ready to pursue depth in the midst of feet.
Check this out, bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Go, come on.
ya. I'm just stacking like an architect. Complete the structure, battle mode, I guess who won it next? Or won it best, flex the test upon the spike aggress. I counter strike and leave these dudes a bit eternal rest. A sniper's breath, lead the moment to the unknown. And parts well charted, I'm categorized in my own zone. Blow smoke to the ozone and keep my head high. Controversy stays behind me, the haters love to reply. Let the needle touch the record, here comes the addiction. Music is more my religion, escape this cage that I've lived in. Now I'm roam the world gifted, rhythmatically lifted. My own plane I drifted, I think your rappers done missed it. So catch the papers on me, knowledge is an effective key. The thing that motivates more than dollars, but they rarely see. As for me, an MC, I'll say it twice. I'm an MC for life, it's Zion Lance, yeah, that's right.
You want the power, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. These purple showers, niggas. You want the money, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. You want the power, niggas. These purple showers, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. You want the money, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas.
Yeah, I got previews on iTunes. Got downloads on YouTube. This backward ass game have a real dude's wearing girl shoes. I can't call the homies, so I move in a projected way. Make my own destiny, but learn from those who paved the way. That's the way we're taught to be, so I spread the truth. See, karma is a motherfucker, I'm sitting here as living proof. As a youth, karma collective it in the booth. See, I'm a savage wild animal that's looking for a damn excuse to let loose on these bastards. The light camera's just action, see, their response is just blasting. Typical reaction, the rapper's just asking. Not a pinch of this passion, see, lyrically I slap it. But the next week, like, what's happening? These blowing storms, going thunder, lightning strike from up under the ground. This move out sound to cut you like some lumber. I sometimes wonder when this world's gonna call my number. But think again, music's within, my soul will never slumber.
You want the power, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. These purple showers, niggas. You want the money, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. You want the power, niggas. These purple showers, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. You want the money, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas.
Looking low keys with a gold piece, getting gold means getting no sleep till you want
stage holding trophies.
Nah. I put that on whatever. Youngin' keep that head up. Time to get it now, whatever. We gone.
Die for Radio in the house. I got one more exclusive right now, y'all, before we get out of here. And I'm going to tell you, like, exclusive means exclusive when it comes to this shit. This is my homegirl. Been on the show a few times. You know what I mean? Big part of this Die for family, Rod Digger, featuring Planet Asia. That's my dude right there out here in Cali. Let's do this. Doomsday Preppers. Exclusive.
Concise like a Spanish lineup. Roll the dice, manipulate with science. Pure sorcery, digital doctrines. Fans fiending for physical copies. Streets screaming. Finna go cop it. Respect the missiles. Legends that are still dishing. Now what's this do? My skull a mysterious crystal. Thoughts traveling high speeds like a car chase. The carbon base scar face that's costly. Mahogany thoughts, my dynasty's cloth. To court you out to be brought and properly fought. Streets never let that meat thaw. So why you wanna fuck with me for? I create cuts and spit seesaw. Read the war report. Picking up the jack like peace lord. Life is up and down, no seesaw. I got off track and found a detour. Superhuman B-boy, cut off the keloid. Pass like you love us. Come about your pocket, dude, for real shit. Shall always prevail over obstacles. We just doomsday prepping. Heckling all the competition soon as we step in.
I went from Pepe to Giuseppe. Spitting puns, spitting decade after decade. Made some headway, then I start to segue onto the big screen. Let me sit my tet lay. I did shows where the Mets play. Into some funerals the next day. Into some court dates the next day. It's a storm coming, think I need a prep day. Matter of fact, all I need is my SK. I'm Green Beret. I'm specialized. Better be spitting that prolific if I'ma let you rock. Getting specific with my distance. Reply, you better not. Different dimension from these bitches. You need a telepod. I'm just doomsday prepping. Whack rapper heckling. Soon as they step in. Before they even get that other leg in. Fall back, nigga.
Come about your pocket, dude. For real shit shall always prevail over obstacles. We just doomsday prepping. Heck with all the competition soon as we step in.
Hey, yo, yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock cock of the block, the fly locker. Smoother, hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns. Nigga, you heard him. And I'm rocking with my dog, Die Lance. Dig, Die for Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long. Of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Die For Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, alright? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die For Radio.
Hey, yo, this Russ B. Jerks. You already know what crime it is. Die For Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Zazu, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die For Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Defarra, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. It's the MAC Mall. Mac Mall on Die For Radio. This is what it is.
Die For Radio in the house. I'm over here having a good time in the studio, y'all. You already know how it goes down. I got my homie Dre with me. Dre, you still rocking with us? Man, people...
Actually, I'm still in the building. What's good?
Man, I'm just... I want some feedback from you, homie. How you feeling right now?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. I'm actually letting everybody know what's actually going on in the conversation. So I got my Twitter and my Facebook open. I got my email open, my text messages. I got it moving.
That's what's up. So I got to ask you real quick, because you out there and people that don't know your name are about to. So, you know, what keeps you motivated to do what you do? Because you support a whole bundle of people. You know what I'm saying? And you say follow the wings, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff you put under your wings to handle. What gives you your motivation to do it?
Well, I've been a single father for a long time. So what motivates me is making sure that when I'm done, you know, with what I got to do on this planet, that I got what I want for them. So that keeps me going. So, you know, until I have that, then, you know, I'm not going to be able to rest.
I feel you. That's real talk. We got someone else that chimed in. We in overtime, but we still going to rock out a little bit. 724-614-4Radio. What's happening?
Hey, what's good, Lance? How you feeling tonight, brother?
Man, I'm good, man. You know what? I got to say, though, and because I had such a good time with Justified and Gucci Crew tonight, and since you asked me that, I got to give a big shout-out to my homie, you know, Sean, that I recently just found out that had committed suicide not too long ago.
Oh, shit.
You know, I meant to open up with that, but, you know, everybody was so blessed, I didn't want to be the Debbie Downer. But big shout-out to my dude Sean Collin in Florida, because he was, like, a huge Die 4 supporter. Like, literally, when I, like, my first week of doing Die 4 Radio, no, you know, special guest, nothing. I just want to rock out some music. He was, like, one of the only couple people that called. But, you know, I wasn't really on the air like that. But this is a dude that always, when I lived in Florida, sat in the studio sessions, really good friend of mine. Unfortunately, you know, on my bad, I haven't communicated like I should. And, you know what I'm saying, it's been a little bit since he did that, and I had no idea, but I found out today. So big shout-out to my dude, Sean.
Wow, man. That's crazy. Jeez,
and you know what? It's crazy because, yeah. And a lot of people could deal with this, and I'm, you know, man, suicide, and I was looking a bunch of shit up and, you know, shit on his Facebook and all. It's like it's kind of a disease. You feel me? Like alcoholism and drug addiction and stuff like that.
I hear you.
And big shout out to my dude, Todd Davis, because he had talked to me about some, you know, experiences he had with, you know, people he knew and whatnot. And it's like, you know, you always say, I wish he would have just called me. I would have talked him out of it. But they're not even in a state of mind to really do that. You feel me? They actually think, and this is like Todd telling me, like, it's crazy. I've had a bunch of friends, not believe it or not, commit suicide, but they actually think they're doing everybody a favor. You feel me?
Yeah. It's a crazy cycle. Yeah, unfortunately, I had somebody in high school, a friend of mine, do the same thing. Really unfortunate. My condolences to you and the family members that's dealing with this.
So, but big shout out to him, you know, and what my thing is, though, is, you know, I like to celebrate life, you know, not the death, obviously. So my dude Sean was a very happy individual, and I could tell you as a homie, you know, I never saw any signs of that, but I'm also not with him every day, especially, you know, I knew him in Florida. I've been back in Cali now for like 5.5, almost 6 years. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, man, that's what's up. So what's up? What's happening over there in PA, homie?
Oh, man, you know, I just got off work, and, of course, I'm watching preseason football when I got home. My Chargers won, so I'm happy. And, of course, I got to tune into the show as well. So, man, all is good over here, brother. You know, I'm doing my grind over here. And,
what made you a
life,
Chargers?
Man. Oh, man, I grew up. Well, really, I'm a
Lions
fan.
I
want to
know that, too, though.
Really, I'm a Lions fan, but a Charger, because I grew up watching LT, man, when he got drafted. And same with Barry Sanders. I grew up watching Barry before he retired. So, man, those are my two favorite running backs. So that's why I'm a Lions and a Chargers fan.
I ain't going to lie, homie. I grew up my whole life, and I still stick to it. I'm Dodgers, Raiders, and Lakers.
The trip was
I'm actually Chargers. Hornets and Dodgers. That's me.
You know what, though? I got some old school. Josh, you'd like it, homie. I got some old school gear because I was a Hornets fan when it was Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning, and Muggsy Bogues, and Dan Marley. And, you know, I was a fan. I'm always a Lakers fan, though. I'm bred that. But I also, because I played basketball, Like, I was a fan of basketball, and I loved, like, certain squads. You know what I'm saying?
Same
and
here.
By the way,
same here, brother.
Fans out there that want to talk shit, if it wasn't for the Hornets, there would be no Kobe Bryant. By the way, Kobe Bryant was the 13th pick to the Hornets, and we traded him for fucking – we traded Vlade Divac for Kobe Bryant.
For Kobe.
So every fucking Lakers fan should have a little bit of love for the Hornets.
Of course, man. Lakers is my squad, but I love the Hornets, though. I love the Hornets.
Oh, yeah, but Alonzo Mourning is one of my favorite basketball players.
I don't know, last year they took some of that love back recently, though, right?
What's that?
Yeah, they're coming back. The
they
Hornets are
coming
back.
Love back
they just got their name
though, right? I mean, I know it wasn't all their fault, but at the same time, I mean, you know, Chris Paul, because he was supposed to be a Laker. I know that ain't all their fault, but
No. Real talk, though. Talk about how the league would be a completely different story right now. Even talking like LeBron going home, the league would be a different story right now if Chris Paul was still on the Lakers.
I agree with that.
I mean, look, the Lakers did their thing, and people want to kind of talk shit about, you know, Jim Buss. Obviously, Dr. Buss was amazing for the Lakers.
Man.
But Jim Buss made that work. The paperwork was signed. The NBA rejected it because the NBA owned there's 32 teams. So there's basically 31 teams that could vote against that because when you're part of the NBA like the Hornets were at the time, every single owner has basically feedback on whether or not. They all have a piece of it because all these owners basically pay like a union do, you know, like if you're from a team, whatever. So, you know, and it just so happened somebody with a lot of money – the dude from the Cavs made a huge deal about it because LeBron had already fucking him.
Yeah, he still to the side to do something different. But, I mean, it's the same thing that they done to us out here on the West Coast and in L.A. before. You sign that paperwork saying this, that, and the other, talking your shit, and then we end up blowing up triple and quadruple times because you didn't open your big mouth. Same thing they did with N.W.A., you know what I mean? They didn't quadruple and quadruple what they done did because you want to be over there talking. The Lakers are going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, Lakers are going to be cool. You know what? What's cool is I kind of like the little squad on the Lakers have. I know they're not going to go win a championship next year.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got some hustlers on there. Now, Boozer is going to be questionable.
I like Julius
Boozer
Randle,
man.
He's going to be nice.
Boozer can be good, but if he stays healthy, that's the point. Like, you know, he is old. Boozer been putting in work a long time, so I'm not taking nothing from him. But, you know, let's think what Byron Scott's going to run an up-tempo defense. I mean, an up-tempo offense and defense, not like Mike D'Antoni, but he's still, you know, he's a Laker-minded. That's why they hired him.
But, see, the Lakers do that to themselves too, man. These are moves they should have made years ago. I've been telling them to do all this stuff for years. You can ask anybody I know, and now you want to do it when everybody's older. Byron Scott should have been a coach a long time ago. Boozer should have been on the squad a long time ago. Why? Can you answer me this since we're speaking on it real quick? Because I always wanted to know this. Did the Lakers ever even really go and push for Reggie Miller when he played?
Did they do what?
I mean, that would have been something. Reggie Miller, back in the day. This is just a question that I've always really had. I mean, did we ever really make a real push to get him out of Indiana? Knowing
you couldn't
really want
do
to
that.
Leave,
first
but...
off, with Miller thing, Reggie Miller's from Riverside, my hometown. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I went to Reggie Miller's high school and Cheryl Miller's high school. We all grew up in the same area.
That's right.
Real talk.
Another thing I don't understand as well, man, when they do coaching changes, why didn't they give what's his name? The dude, assistant coach. I forget his name.
B. Shaw.
Yeah, I wonder why they didn't give him the Shaw the job, man.
Because he was the only one that was gonna run the triangle. They knew because he was assistant coach to Phil. Okay?
Yep.
They knew the coach that there was only a few coach. Think about it right now, too. There's not a lot of coaching options as is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if coaches, you know, the Lakers are a legendary team. The Celtics are, you know, the Knicks are, all these, I mean, I give it to them.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's not a lot of choices out there. There's only one fucking coach that runs the triangle. And you saw what B. Shaw did in Indiana. He was running the triangle. You know, if he would have had some players, they might have made, you know, made some noise at the time. Or no, in Indiana. Where did he go?
He actually went to the Nuggets now. He's on the Nuggets.
But he did go to Indiana originally.
Yep, he was in Indiana for a while. And they was running the triangle in Indiana.
They wasn't running it like still, like every play. You know, they would run their regular, you know, pick and rolls and this and that. And then all of a sudden, you'd see the triangle pop. And they was popping it to the three, to the boom, boom. I mean, it works. But, you know, there was only two people that really did it.
We know what's happening with our squad, though. We know what's happening. Our Lakers got to play some defense. They got to get some rebounds. I mean, it's different. When they step on the floor, if they playing Hollywood Lakers, you know. If they playing L.A. Lakers, you know. When they step on the floor, you can see it. You know what I mean? I love them to death. You know, I came in the year Magic brought us the championship. I checked in before we got it. So I'm proud of that.
I feel you. I feel you. The season's going to be interesting. Kevin Love, you know, now on the Cavs. I know the paperwork doesn't go through, but it is official for the people to be like, oh, it's not going through.
Man.
The only reason it hasn't gone through is because they can't sign Wiggins until he finishes his 31 days. So, y'all don't trip.
Man, all I know is one team to watch out for is Washington Wizards, man. They got a nice little squad.
Man, that's a real interesting team to be watching.
Washington Wizards, man, and Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. Those are the two teams people should keep an eye out, man.
Well, all right, so you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to bump a little music. You know, we can get back into a little hip-hop. I know it's the culture, you know what I'm saying? But, man, appreciate y'all joining in. I'm actually going to go to my dude Rusty Jux right now, you know what I'm saying, featuring Vinny Paz and the Rockness Monster, Die 4 Radio. Let's go.
Yeah. My nigga Big Rock. What up? Yeah. Hey, yo, my homie Vinny Paz. Now, whoever wrote your rhymes need to get blindfolded and shot in the head a few times. Kids get murdered over spitting a whack ball, but still everybody wanna be a rap star. The money, the fame, the lifestyle, sounding like 10 niggas in the game right now. Same track, same tat, same cable. Same style, different city, different label. They all bullshit and equal to one another. Copycat, why you got a sequel, another brother? Be original and stop dick riding. A nigga still drip style, you know big riding. Born in the streets of New York without a prayer. Peace to the president, motherfuck the mayor. Broke niggas be popping Sprite bottles. Rusty Jux fucking the Price is Right models. Bang! Yeah.
In the days when we were kids, we used to act like we was older. Now niggas act like little kids and be grown up. Ass backwards and ass average. That's that shit, that old average trash lap nigga. Dude, stop nigga, you not no number one, the motherfucking youngster. Get your crew popped though. You ain't a young buck, no. You a dumb fuck. Run up and get gun butt and get all your gums bust. I ain't preaching to teach in the morning, niggas. I perform you niggas. Plus I just got jokes on you niggas. Like, how you really gon' stand there icing? Talking all this, you got all this ice shit priceless. I could go on for years with this asshole to be like, the skinny jeans shit is getting out of control of me. Homie, you got bitch manners and your bitch manners. Don't nobody believe you click hammers. Fuck outta here.
rap guy, that's me. I'm the divine manifestation, the supreme incarnation. There are other rap guys, but I am rap guy. And they know that from the bay to the bricks.
I had a gold mic for my whole life. A veteran, I really need to be the ball type. I got a cold right, I'm a foul part. I got a mouth full of run, I got an overbite.
Rush any rhymes, see me mama got the flow of 20 rhymes. Any kind of rhymes, I'm deep.
Plenty for rhymes. Henny, Remy, and plenty of llamas. He with the goddess, but this ain't the baddest, baddest. Comedic magician and God in his head. Cause Greek guys come from Egypt like Herodotus said. Heavy as fuck, smelling an ebony truck. Not rich, but I never need bucks. Whenever he ready, he better rip. And I regret that he said that he ready to buck. Your whole career, you on some devilish shit. So if I let you claim rap, God having a split. Malevolent, intelligent, witty bitch. City committee president, belling with the elegant clips.
City
hell of the spliff and telling them myths and selling them what I'm compelling them with. Benevolent, heaven sent, reverend, ever since I was rebelling with Dellin' A Puff. Dellin' A Puff, Dellin' A Puff, Dellin' A Puff.
I'm going to kill you because my God is bigger than your God, better than your God. In fact, I don't even recognize your God. I'm going to murder you.
Ain't no coming back, dog. I live to your graph. My life on too fast. Thought slab. You smoking asphalt grass. Off a bam, start blast. This emotional pussy with poet. No, I'm not a liar. Cause you ain't spit fire since Nick took Mariah. You're the back boy. You're the back boy. Hat to the back for the gap. Boy, them pussy boys like the backrest. On a bad boy, flying on a man, they call for panic, y'all. Not the one you want to hand the ball, Neanderthal. Tick tack, I got the sandals off in Panama. Looking hard as hell as with the Bernard Gazelle's on. I don't play it modest, I just play the hardest. Why your favorite artists always wanna play with
well, fun? Well, I rip out a style, and I flip out the crowd, and I get foul and wild, and I rip out his mouth, and I quit foul and smile, and I carve out his tongue, and I storm out his junk, and grab his nerves and his brains.
I'm a trash bag, I'm in the blast bag, and when you didn't write rounds on the trash bag, I got a smash that, cause I'm the rap god, I try to snatch that, better give it back, dog.
I got the cherubim, bring up the seraphim, you can't prepare for them, better beware of them, I bring the nephilim, and the rock my heat, when I rock my thing, with the best of them,
and I'm the nemesis. About to finish this kid off spit. Giant Genesis, Genesis 6-4. Fallen angel, my fallen, they calling it terrible. Rapping to them trumpets that topple the walls of Jericho. The real rap god out on Bandcamp. But a lot of my other shit, I slide in some other shit.
You got a cash stack, but that fast rap useless like marijuana ass crack. I'm intrusively abusive and you confusing me with music. I'm used elusively.
Your little fans are now my fans. Here is something you can't understand.
Yo, check it out. This is Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You're checking out Die For Radio with my man Dialansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One. I'm going to slip this in. I'm going to say, hey, yo, respect the architect as I begin to build, as I begin to fill your mind, as I begin to drill. Disrespect and that'll be a mess like an oil spill in the Gulf. Fuck Yellow Wolf. Catfish Billy, fuck with me and get slapped silly, or get clapped with the Mac Millie. Facsimile, you should play the back timidly. Fuck an idiot with Confederate imagery. That ain't hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop. Fuck around and get popped in your lips, Hobson. You need to stop with the shit, Hobson, or we plotting the hit. Yo, they trying to say a nigga stuck in the past because I won't co-sign getting fucked in the ass. Mad at me for my comments on Vlad TV. I'm being honest, but it's sad to see all these keyboard crips and these broadband bloods want to fight for their right to take dick in the butt. And the nerve to try to call me a stick in the mud. I heard you like to put your stick in the mud. I'm in the grow room picking the butt. This rap game, yo, we ripping it up. For me and Lance, we ain't fucking with these panties.
Oh my
nigga,
God.
Nigga, understand me?
Fuego!
One.
So I walked through the valley of death. I never got lost or took cowardice steps. I moved honorably, gained a lot of respect. Saw poverty but wouldn't trade God for success.
In fact, maybe I'm too advanced for crack babies. My impact is similar to Basquiat paintings. Visually fascinating, reality rap, not the fabricated. We'll have you anxious to sell weight for fender patient, like architects building cases. The foundation is information I give it. My lyrics ain't easily assimilated. My pen is crazy. I went from living on the edge to the realm of greatness. Was willed into existence. This is continuation of skill revealed in music. We originated in places full of nap-tier melanated descendants of slaves who found ways to elevate it.
Grey's anatomy amazed with duality. I inhaled and propelled through polarities. Rap reality, trapper, actor, athlete. Choose carefully, use vernacular accurately. None after me, number four is factually. I'm the core conquistador of the faculty. Bastard seed, black fatigue. Prestigious, since elites from the Masters League. Massive weed, placed on a mantle with the Jack Daniels. Ruger strapped with the wooden shellac handle. Tap the sample, approved, cop and bounce. Never announced financial, loser stop the count. Lost profound, was both in the same breath. The source for main fresh, every dose came correct. The game was spec, hoodie on for the gone. So fuck the fake cop that shot little Trayvon.
I rap my city hard, I live for it. I'm like a shotgun blast when I'm recording. I bring down the house like Steve Martin. You can smell weed when your boy pre-boarding. Call me Delta, you can earn air miles. Tracks like dirty laundry, I air it out. Red man like a movie, I'm paramount. That's why they imitating me, like Red Al. Boy, in the club I get butted. Yellow House General, nigga don't butt in. Circle around the block, tell them I'm coming. It's no VIP, I'm in life drumming. But I kick back and roll perp up, yes. And write an ill flow when the surf's up, yes. I stay grinding when the surf's up. Hip hop my bitch, watch how I work up.
Your nights make the days longer. Problems will start to weigh on you. Gotta pray when they pray on you. Feel kinda funny when the 4 pound stays on you. You think it's much better to hustle for European luxury, American muscle. It's bricks or bread and a duffel or two long guns. Beware the letter to touch you. Thinking is it better to crush you or just walk away? Looking at your neck, put the hawk away. The pain to remain, the rain to wash the shark away. My problems way well orc away. Swimming in the waters with the great white. On the highway, but you don't see my brake light. 7 days in a week, I'm on the eighth night. On the dark side, but I ain't bring a safe light.
Favorite MC, he's got an EP dropping in the next couple weeks. Freddie Gibbs, what's going on, Gangsta Gibbs?
Let's get right into it. My name is Static Collector, alongside my man DJ Burn One and Josh the Goon, and we bring to you Straight Killer No Filler. Live and direct from Gary, Indiana.
Straight Killer.
Give it up for Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly for all my niggas. Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly. Yeah, this for my niggas, strictly for all my niggas. Start your engine, put the fuel on and mop the mugs with the switches. This ain't for police and prosecutors or politicians. Nah. This for those that push the foot, they step in the proper position. This ain't for the niggas who take a stand and work for the feds. Hope you leave your house today and catch all the points in your head. This for Will Skrilla, my nigga, hit menace to Charlie Mack. Yeah. First ones to show you that these gangsters from the Acapella. And we live our lyrics, that's why the people investigate. Loco in the head, think I need to speak to the head of state. Then Mr. Obama, my neighborhood filled with drama. Tell them majors and them punk ass patrolmen put on their armor, cause we banging them. Dollars for dope, we still exchanging them. Yeah. The mail I leave is slave with the broken noose. I can't hang with them house niggas of hip-hop. Nah. Fuck the shucking and jabbing. It's that man with murder on motherfuckers. Must I remind them, gangsta kids.
Static selector.
Motherfucker. Now I'm on slam. Straight slam. Yeah, baby, I'm done, bitch.
Yo,
yeah,
be fucked up.
Yeah, bitch, yes, I'm a pimp, I ain't no ladies, man. Yeah. Bitch, yes, I'm a pimp, I ain't no ladies.
Static,
bitch. Yes, I'm a pimp, I ain't no lady. Yeah. Heard that he gave you the world, wouldn't get you shit even if I gave a damn. Bumpin' sugar free in my 83 as I'm slangin' D. Yeah. I make a bitch take a trip to push the shit from point A to B. Pay with me, get your head bust if you wanna. Done invaded niggas' homes, Georgia to California. MIA to NY, straight killin', no feelin', straight out of GI. Bitch, it is me, I bet I sent some bullets with my reply. Rap like die, cause this industry know that the flow is fatal. When I'm making these magazine covers without no record label. Ask my nigga Rock, everything we eat is straight off the street. A fucking savage beast, I can't let them leave it. Go right back to the store, get my digits. If I hold my plug, ain't changing the prices, I just might dig him up. Hit him up with the dog to his dome if he gets the fines. Here's a sample of the dope you can try before you buy a straight key.
Big shot to Archie.
So.
Die for radio in the house. I'm about to get out of here, y'all, but I'm going to leave you with a gem right here. I'm going to basically make it a throwback Thursday on this motherfucker. Big shout-out to Josh Haynes. Big shout-out to Dre. Big shout-out to the Gucci crew. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Justified, Buddy Boy, everyone that called in. My dude Todd Davis, you already know. Look out for Die For Mag coming on the 15th, y'all. You also got another one coming on September 1st. Don't trip. Special cover guest to be announced very, very soon. You know what I mean? But I'm going to drop you with a real good little Cali mix right now to finish y'all night. This is Binky Mac right here, produced by Dyer Lansky, City Lights, 511 West Hyde Park, Inglewood in the house. Y'all, you already know it goes down. I'll see you on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Until then, y'all, Sunday, Mafia Radio with Cocaine and Justified. And just keep following it, y'all. City Lights, Cali Love. Let's go.
About the city lights driving down to 110. How beautiful is Los Angeles, cause we get it in. Pasadena bound, got these rims spinning now. Candy coated paint, tell me how you like me now. Near Orange Grove, out the bus of Huey. Back to the tent, to the homie house, Louie. Mexican homeboy, about to go and chop it up. He got the fellas over, I'm watching them all hop it up. I got a bounce heading over to Compton, and then over to Watts to see what they got popping. Back down to 105, exit to Crenshaw. Burger from Brawley Hut, make it well, don't like it raw. Laughing at the homie Scootaloop, say hit it raw. Two beeps and I'm out, I'll get at y'all. City lights. These city lights. I'm keeping out these city lights. City lights.
Welcome to Los Angeles, super city of the future, the metropolis of Southern California.
Los Angeles, you can always recognize it.
Well, I love the place with a passion that goes beyond sense or reason.
City lights. Headed to the 405 freeway, hollering a technique from the LB. I got some beats that you gotta peep. It's thick traffic, got Curtis Mayfield blasted. Entertainment through these windows for this traffic. The 90 West, heading to PCH. That's what we do, man, I love this place. Crab cakes from Joffrey's up in Malibu. Talking to the homegirl, baby, what you wanna do? It's my partner, she just wanna see the city lights. She from Pomona, she likes the city lights. So she'll have a drink on Sunset. She having man problems, rarely do she ever get to see the city lights. To see the city lights. To see the city lights. To see the city lights.
Warning, the
following program contains world premieres, dope MCs, incredible DJs, fat classics, and material which may not be suitable for people with the following medical conditions. Shiny suit syndrome, original aphobia, lame hooks disease, acute player-hating disorder. If you suffer from any of the above, please consult a physician before listening.
I'm large on the street. Large on the street. Large on the street. I'm large on the street. Large on the street. Every time I touch mic. 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 I'm large on the street. Cause I keep cream. I'm large on the street. Cause I keep cream. I'm large on the street. Cause I keep cream. I'm large on the street. Every time I touch mic. I'm large on the street.
They call me D.I. to the A.R. Way hard, craze bars, hit like crash dummies and test cars. You see me, I got scars, but never talk about my problems. Talk about the way I conquer and solve them. Now everybody listening, but still on some dumb shit. When I'm making moves in and out of my own circumference, wanna tether up like you on my network. When your life really ain't worth that next tail chirp, skirt down the block, homie. Yeah, I'm keeping it gangsta, Riverside till I die. And that ain't a thing to represent, because we all pray hard. And when you bustin' short, homie, like you was born retarded. And I don't mean to bring you down, but my syndrome's around town. So now you stuck with the sound, and you can frown now. And now you know that I can never be missed. Plus, I'm never being seen, so how the fuck I exist, yo. Yeah. And every time I touch one, I'll stop. I'll take a breath and exhale. See rappers in my jeans, you cannot learn this at Full Sail. A double XL, rhyme selection to exhale. Taking rap to the point where they really just meant well. Hard time, city living, yeah, I mean that. I grab a microphone and manifest where my dreams at. You see me, homie, and there ain't too many options. Haters coming down my dozen, now my mental be slotting. For better days, but either way, I stay a step away. With weapon spray, hit your face worse than pepper spray. I wreck your day, night, and evening with the death display. Verbal righteousness to watch your hope and dreams drift away.
I'm reloaded, okay? Come on in here, motherfuckers! Come on, I'm waiting for you! Well, you ain't coming in? Okay, I'm coming up! Well, you up against me now, motherfucker! I'm gonna blow your fucking brains out! You think you're big time? You're gonna fucking die, big time! You ready? Here come the pain!
And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, still my hand brandishes steel that'll send you a death chill. A rap skill you never heard of, instead of verbal murder, comatose observer in me on my side, a higher learner. Elevate my game to the top of the food chain. These same lanes came and took off of they hood name. Never knowing what the price of this fame would bring, but death before dishonor, my whole crew on that same sand. I'll be that impeccable, improbable apostle, an attitude that's hostile with a touch of a Picasso. An artist blow the hardest, regardless of freestyles, the feeling seats now, see my peeps proud, I'm moving these street crowds. A flaw in the matrix, go back to the basics. When the toxic flow's spitting and poison like I laced it. This art, I never disgrace it. It's my heart and soul, embrace it. So I give it all I got, at least I chased it.
Yo, this is the Mecha Don CEO Smooth and New and Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASSS. Saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ. MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Payne putting it down for the world famous MOP.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.